Hello everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Lost in Transationmon. This time we're covering Digimon Adventure Colon 2020, episode 35, The Glowing Angelmon. I'm May, and of course, I'm joined by two lovely ladies who have, once again, decided to honour me with their presence. So first of all, I have Evie.
Hello.
And Quinn.
I fare thee well, my good sir.
Ooh, I like. Onto the show. The episode starts up with, like, an underwater, under the sea, like, edition of the usual background music, and it's so catchy. Like, I just, from the start, I'm just enjoying this episode on the very basis of just this remixed background music that we have. It's just the same tune, sort of, as the usual, like, background music we have, but it has that sort of under the sea, sort of shell theme that's from, like, you know, Little Mermaid or something. I don't know, but
I just love it. I actually really dig that we're gonna do more deep, dark water with Hikari. Like,
yeah.
It's almost like we have a metaphor in this show for once.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this is... And if they ever decide to do the Dark Ocean, I just feel like that they could almost do that okay. But that's from this point. Like, we can still go bad from this point. Like, I'm not... I'm more optimistic, but I'm still pessimistic. Like, The glass isn't half full, it's not half empty, it's just half.
Yeah.
Nothing else. But anyway,
that's my
so
feeling
we
about
have
this episode, yeah. If I'm being honest.
That's fair. Like, for a lot of this show, it's very much just, like, that point. It's, well, worse, I guess, because it has gone bad. But anyway, we have Agumon and Biomon riding on top of the Komodomon underwater, and Agumon's having a great time, but he's hungry, and then I'm about to complain about something, about how are they able to breathe underwater or do anything underwater, but then the show does a complete atmon of them, which is they just immediately have the characters explain. They were like, hey, it's really good that Marine Angelmon gave us the power to disregard physics. And I'm just sitting there like, oh, I'm...
We got the strength. Are we not doing that? Okay.
We have the dub soundtrack, yes. I love the dub soundtrack.
It's but so good. No, I'm just...
It's so good, like, I used to pretend to, like, you know, it was like, oh, I just ironically like it, but no, I completely unironically love it. It's got some bops.
Don't think All Star is a very good song.
No, I'm talking about all the ska punk on the album.
But, like, the ska shit? Hell yeah. Or, like, yeah. I will even go to bat for Summer Camp. That song is the dumbest shit I've ever heard, and I love it.
Oh, they're all, like,
but
I love
we should
all of
put
them,
this in a special about music another time.
Yes, but not in this episode. However, if we get the dub and they just randomly decide to put in, like, change into power during this scene...
Oh my god,
I'm gonna
please.
Be for it. Like, it just imagine... Digimon Adventure Colon, the dub, would just be the Digimon soundtrack in the background music.
I would love that. To start adding people on Twitter to agitate for a dub.
Yeah, but I don't want to be that person, because, like...
No, you do want to be that
if
person.
If a dub's coming out, the dub's going to be there. Like, if it's coming out, I still want an Atmon dub.
What you do is you at them and just be like, hey, can you drop me a hint? And see if they bite. And that'd be cool.
Maybe.
But,
yeah.
Anyway.
Just having some lures out. But
it's
anyway.
It's now a good time to mention that Jeff Nimoy follows me on Twitter.
See what I'm saying?
Cool, that's very cool.
Like... Yeah, you
I can't
you
remember
do
if
that
he follows
either.
Me.
Anyway, no
I'm
one follows
anyway,
me,
Jeff Nimoy.
Mostly because I spent 6 months telling you not to.
That's fair. But anyway, so the show atmons it and says, hey, Marine Angelmon just hand-waved the physics in this episode, and I know it's not a good excuse. Like, it's very much just like, oh yeah, whatever, no physics in this episode, but I'm so glad they explained it, because remember, like, 10 episodes ago where we were just falling through the sky, and... Metal Mami Mom just wasn't the consistency or heaviness that I thought
Remind
it would be.
Remind me, I might take the time to just count the number of seconds we see Ty in Freefall on screen and use that to calculate how many miles he fell.
Yeah, oh my... But I think the physics must definitely works differently in the digital world,
I
but
mean, clearly,
it was just so weird.
It's very funny to me as a scientist to be able to do that.
Yeah, but this episode just did away with, you know, any... Like, I just ignored the physics for the rest of the episode, ignored anything because there was some Marine Angelmon power going on. So that's fine. Like, that explains everything that it needs to. I don't have any questions about it. And I know, yes, I'm very easy here in just believing a 1 second, like, quick explanation that was very, like, if you don't like, read the subtitles during that point, I'm sure you have, like, this episode is just stupid. Because I did see some people on Reddit actually saying, hey, so are we just ignoring physics? And they just, I guess, missed the explanation. It's a very quick one, but...
There, but it's the minimum amount of effort they could do. Marine Angemon but it's fine. I don't care. But
they've shown that they can just ignore physics without explaining it, so I'm just happy and also kind of surprised where they just Atmon'd it. They didn't give it a good... It's not a good explanation. It's a very lazy one, but I don't care at this point.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm just happy.
If Digimon Adventure : had a subtitle, like most things with colons do, it would be just like, Digimon Adventure, physics optional.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Why didn't they... that this episode had some feels like the Trapped Under the Sea in O2 thing? Like, we're using deep, dark water as a metaphor for Hikari, and yet we then immediately obviate the metaphor and go, wow, the ocean is dope.
Yeah.
You gotta pick a lane here, please. And it's Hikari, so please go weird and depressive and trans.
I don't think it was Hikari. I felt it was more for Tailmon.
I mean, it was.
No, I think, but Hikari is the light in the darkness, and this is the dark ocean, and we even have Tailmon actually... Like, somebody actually finally made, like, in the show, did the connection of, like... Hikari, your name is light. Like, that was the funniest moment in the entire episode.
I couldn't... Oh, God.
Said it.
Yeah, my partner and I watched it together, and, like, we just couldn't not laugh at that. It was very, very funny.
Yeah.
Is Hikari's mother, like, linked to the digital world intrinsically then?
I think Hikari's mother might be homeostasis.
Oh.
That's my prediction.
Yeah, you know what? That would explain why she's completely fine with just losing her children, to be honest.
I want someone on the internet to pay me $50 if that happens, please.
If all the kids were actually created by homeostasis, which is why the parents just forget about them? Because homeostasis stops brainwashing them.
I'm good with the homeostasis. Like, I know we said, oh, what if Hikari was possessed with homeostasis? But yeah, I think what if the mum is possessed with homeostasis is
What if mom is like, I don't want to spoil Jedi? The end of Atmon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, please don't.
Leviathan. Just say Leviathan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but yeah, we are like now 30 seconds into the episode, so we should probably continue.
It's been a wild start to an episode.
Yeah. Oh. So, Tailmon... Yeah.
Minor grievance with, like, the last time on, because we skipped past it. They call it Tai Chi's party.
Japanese, they say Tai Chi Touchy.
Yeah. Which is like, Tai Chi and the others. So Tai Chi Touchy, it's like
you do
Tai Chi's
occasionally
group.
Hear Minatachi, but that's pretty unusual. They usually just pick somebody in the group, and it's usually the leader. But I will say, Tailmon called being leader last week, and we need to respect that.
Yeah, I think when we had the group split, we had Sora Tachi, and that was Sora, Yamato, and Joe.
Yeah.
I'm fairly certain it was Sora Tachi.
We definitely...
But I'm not 100%.
I remember commenting on that, and I believe you're right about the group.
Yeah, so it just means... It's just a translation of Taichi's party. It's like the group, basically, with Taichi.
It's just pronouns being weird in Japanese.
Yeah.
I'm all just annoyed because it shouldn't be the Taichi show.
I mean, it shouldn't be, and you're not wrong, like I said, we really should have, at this point, said Hikari's party, because Tailmon literally said, I'm here to be the leader. I'm the one who has memories. Get out the way. Move.
Yeah, it should just be Tailmon's party. Anyway, so Tailmon says that Marine Angemon said that the attacking Digimon were coming from ahead, and then Tailmon then senses something terrible up ahead, and she's like, oh, I feel it in my heart. And she has, like, this spidey sense through the whole episode that's coming from her holy ring, which is kind of a nice touch. Like, I feel like in the original it was not mentioned much at all until, like, they decided to take it off her and make that weaken her in 02. So I kind of like that it actually has some... power. Like, it says that it's why she's able to stay as an adult.
It's fine.
It gives her a holy Digimon power. It basically gives her, like, a spidey sense.
I wish
of,
that we
like,
were not doing
danger.
Holy rings, but if we're doing holy rings, I'm glad we're doing something with it.
Yeah, I'm glad it's not just like in 02 where they're just like, oh, hey, there's a thing on her tail. What if we just took it off?
Yep. Anyway,
at least
before
kind of
I rant about adventure some more,
yeah,
let's finish the synopsis.
Yeah, we'll just Yeah.
Pretend
so
we did it again.
We have Agumon and Biyomon in this part, like, basically having characters almost. They're kind of, like, interacting with the humans in a kind of cute way that makes them seem like actual characters with personalities. And I know that, like, Try had a lot of faults. Well, to me, it had a lot of faults. Like, some people think that it's perfect and they love it and power to them. But personally, I felt like Try did have a few things I had issues with. But something they did well was the Digimon did have personalities. Like, the Digimon felt like their own characters. And in this episode, Agumon and Biyomon almost feel like their Try counterparts rather than what we've seen in Colin so far, or even in the original adventure.
Yeah, it's and the first time in a while we've done an Agumon-like food in this show that has done very little Ghibli food porn for Digimon so far.
It's just kind of random fruit.
Yeah, and I actually dig the random fruit. It's pretty neat. It's digital world nonsense in a way we haven't gotten in a bit. But yeah, I don't know. This is an interesting start to the show, but God, I wish we were just doing Dark Ocean again.
Yeah, me too. The whole time I was just like, Dark Ocean, please?
It could be gayer, it could be Dark Ocean-ier.
It is a Dark Ocean, but it's not the Dark Ocean.
The light having depression was a really big deal for me, and I am sad that we don't actually have that now.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll go somewhere, but knowing the season, maybe not.
Like,
yeah,
we were set up for going that direction if we wanted to do some of the plot threads there, and we're just not gonna. And it's a shame, but it's Digimon.
Mm. So suddenly the group becomes surrounded by Chikurimon, who I think we've seen like basically 15 episodes ago in the Ultras and Sagittarius mode episodes, I think. And then the cast exit the cabin to fight. And then Tailsmon Holy Ring goes off, and she can detect a new enemy, and it's Abedramon. So Agumon evolves to Greymon, and he gets his full animation, and then Taichi's like, I'm going to ride on top, because of course I am, because we're giving up with physics, it's fine. And then Biyomon says she wants to evolve, but Sora, doesn't let her. And then she tells Taichi to watch out for Chikurimon, and then says that evolving to a bigger form makes them bigger targets for Chikurimon. And this kind of, like, took me by surprise. I was like, whoa, is Sora doing a thing? And
almost.
Is Taichi just impulsive? This is cool. I like this.
Yeah, I appreciate that we seem to have moved past we're doing things because the plot demands it. The writers maybe care about it now that they're writing original content for a minute. And I'm here for it. Like I said, we're doing kind of a soft reboot. If I am going to cut some slack to stuff that has happened for the last 20 episodes, that's fine. I will say this is not an episode I would say is better than last week.
Oh, no.
But we're coming along. We have a plot happening. We have a Digimon who is the leader, who is very easy to animate, and thank you for noticing.
Yeah. And I'm just happy that there's... Oh, yeah, I miss Mimi and I miss Joe, but I am content with them sort of living their best life. If we get like 10 seconds per episode, it's kind of like, what was the point? Like, we already sort of know what they're doing, and it's just the same.
We did an arc of, let's flash over to them for a joke for a minute while we settle out what the important kids are doing, and we did that, and we got everybody back together for 5 minutes. Do something. Give me an evolution arc. We're apparently doing that now.
I'm honestly hoping that this just means that Mimi and Joe will get their own independent arcs. I doubt that, sounds too good.
Maybe even like it if they had an arc together, but honestly, I would have preferred to pair Mimi and Koshiro.
I mean,
a better dynamic.
I mean, I just think that Mimi bringing her own army along, a literal army, and then just like Joe also bringing an army, but it's kind of like they followed him. He didn't really tell them to follow him, and it's creeping him out a little bit. Like, there are a few ways that they can go with this, and I guess I can say that, like, giving Mimi and Joe their own, like, time in the spotlight and their own sort of, like, arcs seems too good for this show. But then again, we said the same thing about Dark Nightmon being Tailmon, and that happened. So maybe nothing is an impossibility, but if I can buy a house this year, anything can happen. So I'm a hopeful person this year, even though I shouldn't be.
You know,
so
COVID has sucked, but it's actually been pretty great for my career, if I'm being totally honest. The number of scientists who are now way more open to collaborating online with a stranger is pretty sick, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. Having things go remote is definitely a benefit.
First. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so we have Tailmon with Now, I'm fairly certain this seems to be a new attack. She spins in a circle, and it almost resembles Terrier Tornado. So, of course, this naturally means that Willis is confirmed.
Of course, we
have to bring Willis in. It's Koshiro's friend. Anyway, so Tailmon then attacks Abidramon and gets a little power-up from Hikari, which I love seeing this. Every time that they get a little power-up because there's emotions, it makes the kids almost feel like more than just an evolution battery. It's like they're still putting power into their Digimon, but it feels like they're contributing a little bit more. I like it. I know I'm an easy man. I'm just sort of like sitting here going like, yay, they're doing things that aren't terrible. I'm easily pleased.
I mean, then, that's not a mood I can share. That's sort of reversely woo, but moving on.
Yeah. So the Black Lightning shows up and evolves Abidramon, and then Tailmon just like, or basically remembers becoming like dark, or something about Dark Nightmon. Like she sees so the evolution flashbacks. And just gets, yeah, she gets some like trauma. And I know I shouldn't be so happy with trauma, but it is really nice when Digimon does trauma because it's
not doing trauma and then just wondering why.
Yeah, like. I don't think there's been that many times we've actually had trauma. Like, we had 02, like, Hikari had a tiny bit of trauma. Like, you know, she can have some trauma as a treat or something. Like, it was very small. Mm-hmm. And then 02 also had Takeru having, like,
a bit
some
of trauma.
Actual, like, trauma. Like, yeah. For an episode. But he basically had some trauma about, you know, watching his best friend die when he was 8. Like,
I think there are 6 episodes of 02 that make me want to say 02 is my favorite one.
Oh yeah, 02 does have some bits that are very
good. I think if I were to judge by top 5 episodes, 02 comes out a lot better than it does in almost any other matchup.
Yeah, like, my favorite Digimon and one of my favorite Digivices comes from 02. Like, my favorite child protagonist comes from 02, and that's Miyako.
Oh, God,
so, same. Though also, having said that, Ruki's pretty good, and having said that, also, Eri is probably my favorite. So
yeah, I mean, those are all girls I have wanted to be at various points in my life.
Yeah.
Including
but,
now.
But, yeah, so we get some trauma. Oh, yeah, also there's, Juri obviously had trauma in Tamers
she
as well.
She sure
so, but
did.
Yeah, but that's basically it. Like, we've not had that much trauma in all of Digimon. Like,
I'm
probably missing out.
Should have had trauma from all the sexual harassment, but didn't.
Yeah.
What about the guy that fell down the stairs in Frontier?
Yeah, I was about to say, Koichi had some, like...
That's physical trauma.
Parental. Yeah, he also had parental trauma.
A lot of neglect.
Yeah, but
and
I feel like...
And apparently two different parents who were okay with the idea of, let's just each take one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
pretend the other
is dead.
We've not really done, like, much trauma, like, you know, she's having, like, flashbacks.
We have never done the aftermath of trauma.
Yeah, and, there was also Taichi and Tri, who saw a building get destroyed, and he was like, oh, that's right, I've been fighting in wars since I was 11 years old.
Don't you remember?
And suddenly realized that.
The broken phone on the floor.
Yeah, the broken phone in the bridge, and it was just a thing for, like, a hot second, and then... Yeah, but still, they address the,
Digimon
you know,
Adventure
is...
colon, good at dishing out trauma, not good at dealing with it.
Yeah, but the same. But anyway, I'm just kind of happy that there's some trauma, which is seems like a terrible thing to say, but it actually means that we have some characters.
That's a title, happy there's some trauma.
Yeah, because, you know, trauma, you know, drama, trauma, there's actual plot, there's actual characters. I'm just sitting here and I'm here for it.
You were literally brainwashed into working for your enemy a little bit.
Yeah.
Not a lot. We're going to be over it probably next week, 3 weeks if it's glorious, but it's something.
Yeah. So for a second we see like some ambiguous like shadows of Dark Nightmon, and I was like, oh, maybe like she wasn't captured by Dark Night. She was just captured by Dark Nightmon. She wasn't Dark Nightmon. Maybe it was a forced Jogress or something. But you know, this trauma. But later on, she basically says she dark evolved, and I'm here for this. This is just like, oh yes, dark evolution. And we're actually showing that dark evolution can, you know, mess with your brain. And like, Agumon doesn't remember dark evolving, and neither does Tai Chi.
Yeah, we established that we have no memory of the thing that was really cool happening, specifically so that neither of those characters has to grow.
Yep. So neither of them remember that, and which is kind of annoying. He like, was we don't have. Eaten.
How? I don't even know how he's alive. How?
I think he. No, he did remember. I think Taiji was like, hey, didn't I get eaten?
Yeah, he's and like, then I just nobody don't really remember it. Much after that. And they were just like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, which is. They so were... they just don't address his trauma.
Yeah, they were flawless characters up to that point. Then they just had, like, a dip. And now they're flawless again. And that's how it
works. Which is, I guess, why it's so annoying, but it means that I was so surprised that we actually address Tailmon being not okay with evolving because she's terrified, and seeing something evolving with that black lightning gives her, terrifying flashbacks, and the idea of evolving, like, she felt like she could have evolved because she had that power, but chose not to because of trauma. And I'm just sitting here like, oh yes, that's good, and very surprising, even though it's so basic. Like, it's something that I shouldn't be surprised by. It's something that should be a given, but because this show has shown me that we can just sort of say, oh, we don't remember being evil, so it's fine. Like, it just made me surprised. So that's cool. And then I have another oh wow moment where Abidramon evolves to Gusokumon, which is another new Digimon from the Digimon Pendulum Z. And it's really cool design. Really good. Really big fan. Big fan. I just love all these new Digimon designs. I love old Digimon designs that we've not seen before. I just really like Digimon, y'all.
It looks like underwater Grand Kawagamon.
Yeah, basically. And it's just, oh, it's so cool. Like, there's another Digimon that debuted in the Pendulum Z, and it's called Marine Chimeramon. So, like, you know Chimeramon from 02. It's just basically, like, the underwater version, so it's got bits and pieces of all the underwater Digimon, and it's so cool. And it's just, the design is so, like, it looks like it could have been around since, like, early Digimon. But it just came out in the virtual pet.
Yeah,
like,
I
the
just
end
assumed
of 2020.
You were going to tell me, oh yeah, that's been on the VPets forever, because I don't pay attention to VPets.
No, and that's the thing. Basically all the Digimon that debuted in the Pendulum Z, which again, the second wave's coming out next month, and the first wave came out last November, so the end of 2020, and all the Digimon they added look very traditional Digimon that you would have, that could have just been around since the original Pendulum, and it's just, they're so well done. They're just, you know, chef's kiss. Thank you, Digimon, for giving me all these Digimon that just look like they belong there, like they've been there the entire time. And I'm just, and yeah, he's one of them. So it's really nice to see all these new Digimon. Like, yes, I like seeing old Digimon, I like seeing new Digimon, I like all these Digimon. Thank you, Digimon.
Well,
so then we have,
Sorry, I bet a lot of new Digimon for the show are quite extra, but with the V-Pets, because it's all sprite artwork, they kind of have to go back to basics to make it fit.
I dig the sprite artwork. I will say that for someone who doesn't play the V-Pets, I appreciate the amount of effort put into making a good sprite.
Oh yeah, especially because on the Pendulum Zeds and the Digital Monster Xs that came out last year, when you're training and battling them, if you get like the perfect score to do like your most powerful attack, it actually does something called a cut-in, which is like it's zoom in on its face and you see like this hyper detailed face, and it's just so like, it's so good. It is just, I almost cramped my leg because I was tensing so hard because I'm just so excited about these cut-ins. But it's just, they put so much work into these virtual pets. And you can also put them in the, there's like a fridge, and you can put them in the fridge so they don't age while they're in the fridge. So if you're working or something, you can just put them in the fridge and you don't have to feed them. And it's so good. I am the biggest like virtual pet like shill and fan. Like, get into the virtual pets. Ancient Irismon is finally coming out in a virtual pet. I have been waiting for this moment since I was 10 years old, and it's coming out in March. Very excited. Also, so is Gundramon, by the way, coming out in March on a virtual pet. Guns. Very excited for this. Anyway, so virtual pets, great. Hoping that we see more Digimon Pendulum Z Digimon in this season. especially because we're randomly getting all these ancient Digimon from Frontier. That's another reason why I'm just like, oh, we must be doing something about Frontier, because we got all these Frontier Digimon. Anyway, back onto the show. I'm going to done fanboying about all these virtual pets, because I like the virtual pets. Anyway, so we have Tailmon not being able to fight, and then Greymon evolving to Metal Greymon to defeat the bad guy, which I guess the Chikurimon were all destroyed by Tailmon, so that's fine.
I mean, that's fine. Then we focusing on a character's anxieties for a minute, which is cool, and I think a thing Digimon could stand to do a lot more of. But I'm gonna circle back around to wish we did something with the environment, because that whole crushing darkness thing works a lot better if it's literally crushing.
Yeah, but another thing is, it's good that we are addressing a character's anxieties, but we're also addressing a Digimon's anxieties. Digimon partners don't tend to have a character in a lot of Digimon, so having them basically, Hikari still sort of has a character, but Tailmon definitely has more of a character, which is, I guess, kind of unusual for Digimon, that we're getting more time with the Digimon than with the actual human partner, but I'm fine with it. Like, this is great. I never really liked Tailmon that much. Like, I thought that she was fine. She's just there. She's a cat. She punches. She evolves to angel. She evolves to dragon. Whatevs. But yeah, I like Tailmon this time around. She is a good Digimon now. I thought that she was just okay, but this show is definitely winning me over on Tailmon, which is very surprising, and especially because Holydramon is just like, I love a big dog dragon anyway. So we again get an ISS update from the digital world, from the real world into the digital world, and this time it's just Koshiro watching NASA freak out, which is kind of a nice sort of change of things. We're not getting Koshiro update the everyone, we're actually seeing how he gets updated, so that's kind of nice.
Yeah, no, I'm here for that.
Yeah, it's something a little bit different, so I appreciate it, and we just get these random people just saying, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, what's happening? And it's like, okay, good. They would be reacting like that. I'm glad they're not just sitting in front of their computers going, it's colliding, yeah, it's gonna do a thing. Like, I don't know, they're just good to have.
Give me something
going on, yeah. I don't know.
Wish that we had done anything with that plot by now, even if it was just Koshiro tried and failed to fix it.
Yeah, it's so much better than the boats, though.
It
on
really
the basis
is.
Of...
Like, it is a plot
the
I at least
was like...
vaguely care about.
The post was only, three or four episodes tops, right? This has been going on for, I swear, six episodes.
Yeah, and that's...
just Koshiro watches the ISS fall down.
It's a significantly more interesting, thing to be happening in the background. And I love that someone put a lot of ideas and thoughts into how can we slowly escalate this problem. And I want to know where it's going next. I just wish...
Oh, y'all... I just made a head in my joke. Wow, I'm definitely not going to be doing the outro well this week. No, I just had a joke in my head that I wish I used 10 episodes ago, and it's it's sort of like a take on what the really racist political party in Australia wanted to do about 10 years ago, and they wanted to stop the boats. And I'm just sitting here going oh, that's a missed opportunity that I could have made that joke. Very bad taste joke, but oh no, we could have stopped the boats, but the only boats I want stopped are these digital ones that keep on taking my plot away from my precious Mimi from having a character. But anyway, I prefer the sort of ISS plot, because at least it's only taking one character away, and we have Sora being a character, we have Hikari being a character, so I don't mind. And also we get to see NASA freak out, so that's fine. Anyway, so back in the Komodomon, we have Takeru and Patamon keeping lookout, which is great because that's what they said they were going to do. And then we have Tailmon telling herself that she's Tailmon. She's trying to convince herself that she's Tailmon.
What a mood.
And that she's a holy Digimon. And she has to be like everyone else. She has to evolve further.
Dissociating
but how she couldn't do it. Yeah, she couldn't do it earlier because she was afraid. And this is so, like, I don't know, it's kind of like an emotional moment because she's
directly into my veins.
Yeah, it's just like this is a mood, but also she's trying to be like everyone else. She's like, she says, I'm a holy Digimon, so I have to be strong. I have to do all this. Like, she's talking about all these like expectations that she has of herself because she's a holy Digimon, and she's having emotions, and she doesn't want to evolve into a dark Digimon, and she's saying
she's
how she remembers how she...
She's inventing a generation of furries in about 10 years.
Yeah, or furries that become humans again. Yeah. Isn't it like the anti-furry?
I think it's going to be specifically Tailmon's anxieties are the things that people, you know, really groove on, and then also there's that angel woman she sometimes is.
Oh, and then the angel woman then becomes a fairy dragon. Never mind.
Yeah,
she is pro-fairy.
Self-actualizing as a furry. You know.
Yeah. First you become a woman, and then you become a furry, and that is the transformation. This is the Tailmon agenda.
That's apparently just what happened to me. Yes.
That's just what happens.
I'm halfway there.
Whoa, living on a prayer.
Thank you. I'm glad someone was going to do that for me.
I have every time I hear like somewhere being halfway
you made me start editing that years ago, and people around me hate it.
Oh no, I didn't. I thought that was just my thing. I was like, I didn't think anyone would actually start doing it. That makes me so happy.
No, like way back when you were covering Tamers, I thought that joke was way too funny.
It's a good thing. And every time something's halfway done, you know, like a download, an episode, anything, I always have as soon as like halfway there
no
is
one
mentioned.
Can say the words for the longest time around me. Oh,
no one can say it around me. People just don't say it around me anymore.
Like, yeah, I'll do that. Well, so what's really funny is my mom and I will do that, and we'll just do the harmony. And it's like, to me, that's the best way of dealing with that. But anyway, I digress a lot.
Yeah, digigress. Yeah, there are a lot of like things like that. Like, I thought of one, and then it just left my brain. So the outro is going to be good, and I'm probably going
to
remember it. Like in 5 minutes, I'm going
to
interrupt myself.
The outro.
No, I will. I want to do the outro.
You
believe.
You're gonna fall on that grenade. Okay.
I'm gonna fall on my own. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it anyway.
Hoist on your own Picard.
What?
Picard.
See, it's funny to like Trek. Four people in the audience, but yes.
Anyway, so yes, back to Digimon. So, yeah, she's having some anxieties, and she's saying that she remembers defeating Millenniumon, and then she was basically reborn, but she came back wrong. She was trapped inside the shell of Dark Knightmon. So, basically, what I'm getting from this is that we have Devimon or Millenniumon or somebody forcing her into being Dark Knightmon, and that's terrifying to her. And it's terrifying to me, actually. That's just a terrifying concept. And she's just afraid of evolving because she's concerned that the shard of evil that made her be Dark Knightmon remains inside her, and that is a complete valid, like, that's a really valid concern.
Yeah, sure is. Again, we're back to Tailmon is trans.
Yeah. Oh, I remembered the other song, by the way. If anyone says Take Me Home, I always go Country Road. it's just another one of those songs.
My mama. Yeah.
Anyway,
remind me
after
this to share Country Toads with you.
Oh, I was gonna do Whispers of the Heart, the Yeah, because I can do that, like, a couple verses of that in Japanese. Concrete Road.
Well, all that's been in my head the entire, like, week has been the Japanese version of You're Welcome from Moana. And it's so funny because he just says You're Welcome in Japanese and then You're Welcome in English.
Uh-huh.
And it's, he goes, Doitashimashite, you're welcome. It's so
oh, that's
good.
Great. That sounds awesome.
It's so good. Like, and the whole thing is
so good.
I think
I can still do the entirety of the Little Mermaid songs that appeared in Kingdom Hearts 2. I just had the Japanese soundtrack and would listen to it while I biked 15 kilometers each way to school. But anyway, this episode still exists.
That's my recommendation for this week, is to just look up Disney songs in Japanese, especially You're Welcome, because especially if you know Japanese, it is a great, like, it's such a good translation. I want to rewatch it in Japanese because all the songs in it I've just listened to, and they're just really good translations. They're not like,
very
they're just really
few things
artistic
have
translations.
Ever topped for me. Andadasi, subarashi.
Oh, that's so good.
It's so good. I love it.
I don't know
anyway,
Japanese.
Yeah.
It's
subarashi
wonderful.
Is like, you know, brilliant.
Yeah.
Wonderful, brilliant.
Anyway.
Anyway, so we have Takeru announces that they're out of the cave, and there's another evil Digimon presence because she has Spidey sense, and it captures Komodomon, and then the little pathetic howl that Komodomon makes is, like, my favorite things. He goes, and it's just like, oh no, my baby.
I love
this little dog train. It is. Like, I don't know. Like, lots of sound effects this time. Anyway, we have, also, did I say Talmon? I meant Takeru. I just keep on saying Talmon now because I have Talmon on the brain. Anyway, so the group awaken after falling, and Greymon is attacking and something and mentions that he can't, and Taichi's like, I can't contact Hikari, and Sora and Bergamon are there, and so is Takeru and Pegasusmon, and I'm so happy that they hand-waved away physics at the start of the episode, because otherwise I would have so many questions. But no, Marine Angelmon single-handedly just destroyed physics for this episode. That's fine. That's why we have the bird on fire. That's why we have flying in the water. I'm just... no physics because we explained it away, and I'm fine with that. I'm so glad it happened. So we have the Spidey sense happening again. Tailmon jumps to follow it because she's concerned about Hikari. And then we get Marine Devimon, who is an old Digimon. I love his design. He's really cool. We've seen him in a few seasons before. He's been in 02, but I'm just really happy every time he shows up. And he's holding on to Hikari, and he grabs Tailmon. And then Tailmon starts to have these miasma wounds. So... I know, I'm a big fan of these miasma wounds because they must be so easy just to draw on because they're just random black with some red splotches.
Yeah, it's very, what if we made the Super Saiyans blonde, but I'll live with it.
Yeah, but it's just nice to see characters being wounded. Like, it's not just like invisible wounding because we can't animate that.
I really, really want all the miasma stuff to mean anything now that miasma exists again. Like, please be leading to something.
Oh, hopefully.
That larger plot seems to be there. I feel like a lot of the meta plot, it will be the things that we have predicted. But I think that they have proven that they're really bad at character writing and that they really need to work on that if we're going to pull this season out at all.
I'm still crossing my fingers, toes, and ears. I don't know. I'm crossing everything I can.
The miasma seems to be, like, Millenniumon's influence, which is really cool because, like, if it's based off Thaga or whatever they're called, then that just means, like, oh, so you become more powerful in exchange for corrupting yourself. Which is just
that's,
like...
That's really cool.
Yeah, I'm into that thing. Idea that we're not using.
Like, I think everybody wants to, like, somewhat do a little bit of a capitalism. So I guess miasma is just a euphemism for doing a capitalism.
Yeah, Millenniumon is very much a millennium... is very much capitalism. And, you know, Digimon has always been big on the idea that no one starts evil. You get dunked in miasma.
Yeah. Except that people are born into capitalism. Like, just, hey, don't like being poor, just be born rich.
Uh-huh.
Easy.
Exactly.
So, anyway, we have Tailmon sensing a Millenniumon shard and she breaks free. And then we have Tailmon's eyes. I don't know why I said Tailsman for a second, but I guess I did. Eyes glow red, and she's suddenly talking like Dark Knightmon. And this is such, like, it's not the best, like, animation I've ever seen, but it looks really cool. Like, maybe I'm just easily impressed at this point, but it's just, there's, like, this weird ghost of Skull Knightmon. Like, it starts as Dark Knightmon, then evolves to Skull Knightmon, and then it just is sort of looming over
Greymon
and Taichi. It starts at Dark Knightmon and then he goes big and becomes Skull Knightmon.
Is Dark Knightmon the bigger one or the smaller one?
I thought Dark Knightmon was the smaller one, but now I am questioning myself.
I thought it was Skull Knightmon becomes Dark Knightmon.
Well, his English name is Axe Knightmon, so it's Skull Knightmon to Dark Knightmon. But, yes. But his name is Axe Knightmon in the dub, and I forgot about that.
So,
but,
did Tailmon Dark Evolve or Skull Evolve?
I don't know, but whatever it is, I like it. I like it. Even though it's very, like, not great animation, but it's just so cool, and she's going to kill Greymon and Taichi, but Hikari jumps in the way, and she's like, Dame da yo, daijoubu, and it's so adorable. Like, it's so cute. Like, the little Dame da yo, it's just so calming.
The Dame is really cute. Oh my god.
Dame da yo. It's so cute. It's just when Hikari it's just so gets adorable and soft.
She is very good.
It's I think like she's actually a good character when she's not being called by Tailmon. Yeah, like said, when Tailmon's not calling her.
She gets to emote when the actress is allowed to have a vocal range.
Yeah, other than just staring and being there. Like remember when she showed up during the boat plot? No, when she was just standing there, she didn't even say anything, and Sora's like, hey, Hikari's there. And then nothing happened with that. It just, next day, ignore that. It was just weird. So, yeah, we have an adorable scene, and Hikari's allowed to emote now, and Hikari's like, oh, when things are scary, you should call for me, because I'll rescue you every time. And then Tailmon realizes that Hikari's her light, and she says, oh, that's why that's your name. And I was just like, whoa, great, somebody said it. Great, we're finally addressing what, like, the character called Hikari has the crest of Hikari. Like, we're just good. I'm glad that we're just talking about the gigantic, like, glowing elephant in the room. Thank you. And then, at this point, like, I don't know, I had, like, this weird, like, theory that, what? So we have Tailmon being Dark Nightmon, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I actually had Male Dramon, but alright.
Okay, well, we have, like, Tailmon is... We know that Tailmon is now Dark Nightmon. And I was wondering if maybe that means that Devimon is also a corrupted Holy Digimon? Like, that... How he called Angemon an old friend? Like, maybe Devimon was actually Slash Angemon or Clavis Angemon or even, like, Mekumon's Slash evolution.
Slash Vic Angemon, huh?
Yeah, Slash Vic Angemon. They did it. But, that's, I don't know, I just had that weird theory, and it's probably, like, we're probably not going to talk about that ever again.
I like the idea, but I really don't think that Devimon will ever be mentioned again.
Oh, no, me neither, because, like, you know, the majority of the cast weren't even there. But, like, you know, Devimon did call Angemon, like, his old friend, and did have something happening there. So I wouldn't be surprised if, like, later on, like... Because, you know, Tailmon says, hey, Patamon, are you okay watching your best friend die? And he's like, who's my best friend? Because he has no memories. And she's just like, you know, Devimon is your best friend. And then Patamon gets some trauma because he, like, you know, that whole thing. But I don't know. I just, what if, y'all? What if we reference Devimon existing again? I don't think that would happen, but imagine if, like, you know, because we have all those holy Digimon, and Devimon definitely seemed to know things. I don't know. I want something to come from that, because I think that the most excited we got at that chunk of episodes was the idea that Devimon is somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that's just how I feel. Anyway... So Tailmon says she'll no longer be afraid and she won't hold back, and then she evolves to Angel Woman in this, like, extremely Sailor Moon evolution. Like, she, like, her tail ring flows into the air and, like, expands, and then she goes through it and she evolves into Angel Woman, and it is very, like, very magical girl, and it's just, it's so cool. And Hikari glows and floats too, and now, like, the power from the holy arrow that Angel Woman has is actually, like, Hikari's, like, literal light. I don't know, it's cool. And Angel Woman just destroys the Shard of Millenniumon, and I don't know, it's just very cool, and I'm easily impressed. And then, of course, because Koshiro hasn't talked to the group in the whole episode, he's just like, oh, by the way, I've worked out how to stop the ISS falling, but I need your help. And then the episode ends. I'm just like, okay, cool. I actually want to watch the next episode.
It's a lot. It's pretty extra right at the end, if I'm being honest. But it's good. Like I said, someone clearly really put a lot of time and effort into that subplot, and I respect that without thinking that it was actually well executed within the episode.
Yeah. So before we go into any discussion, quickly we'll talk about the encyclopedia. So we're learning about Angewomon, and I was so worried that it was going to be thirsty, but... Yeah, I was so surprised. Like, Koshiro doesn't even, like...
No, it's very wholesome.
Yeah, it's just... Oh, Koshiro...
God, do I want that.
Yeah, Angelmon just says, oh, Angelmon's like a goddess. And that's basically the only time we get any, like, feminine traits towards Angelmon the whole time. Yep. So, like, there's no mention of her being beautiful or, like, sexy or anything weird. Just that, you know, she shows no mercy to evil. And then he says that how people who are normally, like, angels, which... We're just going gender neutral now. We're just people who are like angels are scary when they get angry, which just like, okay, that was surprising. I expected something terrible, but I got just like, Angel Woman's just like a goddess.
Yep.
Yeah, no, okay,
it's
cool.
It's like slightly ooh-ooh if you really want to read into it. But, like, it's not meant for that. It's just him being, like, a really weird little kid.
I really wanted Kabuterimon to say, I want to be like a goddess. Because,
oh my
like,
god, yes.
We have Kabuterimon wanting to be have long hair and look like Garudamon.
Oh, Kabuterimon, someone please draw this OC for me.
Yeah. Like, that'd be, like, just like, yeah, or Angel Kabuterimon or something. Just make
something.
Make big, beautiful.
Some
yeah.
big, beautiful just... femme Kabuterimon bug girl.
I like that. I want that. And, yeah, I'm just so surprised that we didn't mention that, I think we all, like, except for Eevee, I think we're all, like, I was very worried. I was extremely worried that we were just going to be thirsty, and I'm just...
I did expect there to at least be a, like, really uncomfortable close-up of Anjouamon's butt. And
which
there mostly wasn't. It was fine.
There mostly wasn't. Which is, I'm just really happy. And then next time, and I'm not going to say the name, just in case you don't know the Digimon, because Quinn didn't. But next time, we're going to be introduced to a Digimon that has been in the card game and in the virtual pets and has a figure which is on my desk because they decided to release a bunch of figures of virtual pet ones from the DM20th. And, this, I won't be saying his name, but it was another Digimon that appears on the Colin Digivice toy, so obviously you can look that up. It's in my review on the blog if you really want to know what Digimon it is, yeah. If you don't already know.
I just figured
know.
Somebody else out there probably didn't know and thought it would be a fun surprise.
Yeah, so if you wanted that to be a fun surprise, it is. Out of curiosity, Eevee, do you know who this mysterious Digimon is?
I recognise the name, but I've not seen much about them before.
Okay, so yeah, if you don't look at the card games or virtual pets, then this Digimon's probably newish. Like, he's been around since, I think, 2017? I think he debuted in the DM20th. But yeah, I won't say the name. It's there if you want to, and presumably we'll be talking about it next week because we'll be introduced to him, so I'm sure that there's something happening when he shows up.
Yeah.
At some point, maybe next episode, don't know. But anyway, so that is it for the synopsis. Alright, so discussion time. There's a little bit to unpack there. I will move on to highlights because I'll try not to just interrupt everyone with my own highlights because I just the whole episode was just like, yay, and you know how I feel about trauma. So, Quinn, what were your highlights?
Obviously, there was the trauma aspect. Very important. You need some Digimon to be traumatized. I really like that we focused on a Digimon as a character, and I would like a little more of Hikari as a person, but Tailmon getting to be a character is not something we have really seen in 02, where they were effectively just a cat pun machine.
Mm.
So yeah, that's a big one for me.
In the original adventure, we got a lot of Tailmon being evil, and then she just sort of switched and became boring. Instead, we've kind of just, like, I don't know, fast forwarded to her becoming good.
Yeah,
this time around. But with
we
like,
did brainwashing
actual...
so as to avoid moral ambiguity, and I feel like Digimon could not do that, and it would be even better because I wanted there to be a reason that Tailmon had agreed to work for restoring Moon Millenniummon or whatever, and the answer is glowy red eyes happen.
She was corrupted because she wanted to destroy things.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, like, how did we get to the point where Tailmon had done, you know, a dark evolution? Like, that is a story we're not going to learn beyond, oh yeah, it just happened after the war. Which is a little bit of a shame if we're going to do that.
I would love it. Like, I'm not, you know, saying that we... I still think that we might get something. I'm not closing the doors on,
so
like,
often
any explanation
not,
there.
I feel like they give us little hints of earlier world building that is better than what we actually get in the season. And that's a shame. I wish we'd do the world building season and then skip 10 years and come back and do more.
Mm.
But that's a highlight, I guess.
Eevee, any highlights?
Patamon was adorable every
Patamon
time
was
he was
good.
On screen. I don't
yeah,
understand how he's
was.
Constantly like the same size as Tekker now somehow, but it's still very, very cute.
Keith did a art that is coming to mind every time
I refuse to look at
Patamon, but you definitely got the better end of the deal. But I have to admit, it was really well drawn. Like, I didn't find
sure
the, whatever
I
they
have
drew.
No interest in ever looking at it.
No, that's fair. That's fair. I'm describing this to the people at home who maybe didn't see it but would have been okay with it. But anyway, we're moving on.
I like Pegasus Mon existing still.
Pegasus Mon is still a highlight really good that we're actually. Yeah. I really like that we have a reason we're not pulling out Angemon, and Angemon doesn't need to die every episode. Excuse me.
Yeah, and also the fact that we're just having Patamon evolving every episode, because of course Patamon should evolve every episode, like that makes sense, but Patamon didn't in the original, and it never sort of like, they never really explained why he didn't, I guess.
Patamon we could have just said, oh, he was scared to. If we wanted to be, you know, poetic about it, but really it was just, we wanted to have one kid who was the limit break.
I'm just happy to see Pegasus Mon. I know, you know, it wasn't really a Pegasus Mon episode, he kind of just existed, but I just really like seeing Pegasus Mon.
I mean,
but
we said
also,
that about
as I mentioned during
the
synopsis,
of
I like
this
seeing
show. This character wasn't important, but I really liked seeing them.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I like basically a lot of things in this episode, like probably too much. I'm mainly because I was just surprised that we're addressing some trauma. I'm happy to see some Digimon from the Pendulum Z still show up. That's really cool. Pegasusmon. Yay, Pegasusmon. And also I'm just really happy that we didn't just take the time to sexualize Angelmon for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, it makes sense that we didn't, but I was just surprised that we didn't, because I don't know, that the show has shown me that they can sexualize Digimon
So not looking forward to Rosemon.
I hope that she also gets called a goddess and we don't go weird.
Yeah.
I hope that we just say, oh, she's really powerful. I'll accept she's as powerful as she is beautiful, but that's about as far as I'd go into talking about her appearance.
Yeah. I'm sure that there are fanfics that exist for that, and that's fine. I'm not against that existing, but I think it being part of the show is a little weird, and the slap fight
has always
stood out as being really gross to me.
Yeah. And, as of other highlights, yeah, I was just really happy to see that we're continuing to build on the relationship between Hikari and Tailmon that we had last episode. This episode would not mean much if the last episode didn't exist. I feel like, you know, it would just be like all the other evolutions in this season where we're just jumping from evolution to evolution if we didn't have that, and we wouldn't have any relationship between them that has been built upon or anything. It'd just be, oh, we can evolve now. It's just really nice that Tailmon knows that she can always evolve. Like, we haven't met any requirements for evolution, but we're kind of explaining why Tailmon isn't just evolving to her highest form, because she has memories. She knows that she can evolve. She's not like Patamon, who has to find another evolution.
Yeah.
She's not like the other. Yeah, she's not like the other Digimon in the group that they actually had to unlock some level of.
I will be a
fighting ability or
if
some
we
emotion.
Don't kill Tailmon off at some point, if only because I really don't see them committing to General Tailmon as a conceit, because Taichi has to be the big damn hero.
I have a feeling, this is me being slightly pessimistic again. But I wouldn't be surprised if all of a sudden we have, like, we're just ignoring Tailmon has a personality.
Yeah.
Because we have to move on to other characters existing.
Probably.
And that's just what I expect.
Right,
like, it's not even just giving her
a
reason to.
See a glowy beam of light out of Tailmon at some point, probably to restore
Angemon.
Well,
yeah, that's a given. Yeah, but I don't think I necessarily hate that. That's kind of like, if that happens.
Yeah,
that happens.
I just wish it were not always such a. It's really obvious
it
which character in any given Digimon dynamic, it's the girl, is going to be the one who's making a sacrifice.
I hope it's not
they
a sacrifice.
Literally sing
I hope
sacrifice
it's just like
they do
Hikari.
Call her a sacrifice.
Tell them.
Every week.
Well, meanwhile, we have Taichi, who is a sacrifice.
That's true.
No, Taichi is heavy traffic because he's always on screen.
Oh, no. Yeah. Nah. But, I mean, I just want to be optimistic about this. Like,
I don't totally feel wanting to be optimistic, and I am broadly optimistic while also hedging my
bet. Almost broke into song again.
Go for it. Hit me.
I almost broke into Pompeii by Bastille.
Okay.
And because there's a line that's like, how am I going to be an optimist about this? Or something along those lines.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I almost did it. Yeah, that's a song from, like, I don't know, I think I was still in university, so, like, oh gosh, 7 years ago, oh my god, I crumbled to dust. Anyway, so, yeah. So, Yeah, I just, there's a lot of things I liked about this episode. I just, but again, I'm easily impressed by any, like, semblance or any, like, just hint of a character. But I full-on do not expect us to continue with Talmon having a character. I think that she's had her character now. She can be sidelined.
If,
she won't be general, like, that knows everything
Talmon
anymore.
If still
we can't
has
do
a
that.
Character in four episodes, I will probably be praising this as one of the best seasons of Digimon.
Yeah, oh yeah, me too. Like, I'm not gonna, I'm not gonna rule out that this show can continue to be good, but this is, like, the fourth or fifth episode that isn't terrible in a row, and even then, like, episode 30 I gave a 3, but episode 27, 28, and 29 were all 4s for me.
Yeah, like, we're very much grading on a curve, and they keep almost convincing us to change the curve.
Yeah, almost. Like, not quite, but
it's
if we keep on
consistent.
Heading like this, yeah, if we, like, if we don't immediately start diving down into 2s and 3s again, then, you know, I will probably have to readjust all the ratings that I've given, because some of these episodes...
If Omegamon comes back, then I think I might rage quit an episode.
Omegamon's gonna come back later, sure.
I mean, yeah.
I have things to say, but they could be spoilers.
Yeah.
So I will not. Because they're like half predictions, half things.
Yeah,
looking
there
at
is almost certainly reading between
stuff.
The lines something on a pendulum that let's not discuss right now.
Yeah, like I'm not discussing. I'm just saying I have predictions, but
yeah,
I'm drawing from other things that aren't the anime because we haven't seen it yet. So again, they could be completely spot on, or they could just be wrong.
Yep.
But I'm not going to mention it just in case, you know, they are correct because I've pulled from other bits of media from Digimon. But yeah, I'm not saying what. But anyway, do we have any other highlights? That means we can move to lowlights.
Oh, girls got to have, like, conversations a little bit. Almost.
Yeah, almost. And also, we said that basically Sora more or less called Tai Chi out for being reckless, which was just great.
Yep.
Like, Tai Chi just, like, evolving, and then Sora's like, hey, Beomon, don't evolve, because we need you to be small, because there's Chikurimon in the way, and, you know, minefield. You're just gonna crash into them if you're huge.
Yep, don't, like, don't grow up. Be small.
Yeah.
But also, Beomon, please don't be the person doing anything.
Yeah, but I'm fine with that, because at least Sora got to explain it, and we saw Bergemon later on.
It's true,
I'm gonna allow it.
I wish it had been, you know, Tai Chi's episode to grow up, maybe, and let Sora be the big damn hero.
Yeah, and that'd be good.
When you're already flying underwater or something.
I'm still, okay, that's another one of my highlights. The fact, I know it's stupid.
It's so dumb.
I know
I
it's
love
so
it,
stupid.
But it was so dumb.
But it is up there with, I think it wasn't the recording that mentioned it, it was in our Discord conversation, that it's very much in Tamers where they just said, oh, the water here isn't like real water, you don't get wet from it, it's fine, it's just, you just don't think about it, and you it just won't work like water.
I did
as you know
that.
It, it's physics. And it's just, like, it's so, like, hand-wavy. Just, like, oh, we don't have to animate it to work like water if we just hand-wave it away. And I'm fine with that. Like, it's dumb.
Oh,
but
it's so dumb. But I'm
it's so
very
dumb. Like,
here
I'm,
for it.
But, and it could just be they're being lazy. They didn't feel like animating water physics today. But it is, I'm so glad they actually gave, like, a very quick description. Because otherwise, this episode would probably just be an average episode for me. Because it would have lost points of just being dumb in terms of physics, because that would have been just distracting. They're not even floating in the water. There's no bubbles. It's very much not acting like water for the most part. They're talking underwater. There's literal fire underwater. But no, Marine Angemon hand-waved physics away for today. So that is fine. I'm fine with that. It is a highlight on the basis of I could enjoy this episode because they spent literally 2 or 3 seconds explaining away physics, which I did not expect.
Yep, it's a low bar.
It's a very low bar, but they explained it away, and they did, as I said, how very Atmon of them to just explain something away the moment I'm about to complain, and they did that last episode too. Like, I'm saying, hey, what about this? Oh no, we're gonna complain it, like, we're gonna explain your complaints away. That's fine. That's my highlight. I know it's a dumb reason,
no,
but I'm just
with
here
it's
for
a, it's
it.
It's a mild highlight. That's fine.
Yeah.
If you're going to do bad physics, please explain it away. I will say that much.
Yeah. Like, that episode with the Metal Mamemon, if they just explained that they're not falling, they're, like, gliding or something because
they're falling
there's an updraft.
Style.
they're falling. I don't know. Just anything. They could have explained it away, and the episode probably would have been a little bit like less. Because I think our main points were just all like, what a physics?
Why
who cares?
Are we flying? Lol, okay. Digimon. Yeah.
But this episode, you know, hand waved it away, and that is something that is just nice. It's a stupid reason. It is so dumb.
I wish that
whatever.
I cared that we had encountered another continent already. And that, I don't know, yeah. We fell off of it.
Yeah, I wish that there were any physics there, but we're just going to ignore it. We're under the sea now.
Oh,
and there's under the sea where physics doesn't even matter. I don't care. Any other highlights, or can we move on to lowlights? Because I don't have any lowlights, so I'll just let y'all talk.
I have some highlights still.
Okay, go.
I like that there's a Digimon that just exists to explode and die. Because that's just weird. Like, that's not how life works.
Well, it's kind of a bit like Voltorb or Electrode in Pokemon.
Yeah,
I guess.
But those are also
those survive.
Also that.
I don't know if these minds survive. Like, we don't see.
Although,
well, they get reborn.
Here's the thing.
Digitama,
Digimon don't have to think about themselves in terms of individuals or even species. You could form a society of Digimon of various species, some of whom are effectively sacrificial members, and make an argument for that, but Digimon doesn't care about that.
Oh,
Digimon
okay,
will never care about that.
I'm not a scientist. I don't know things. I don't know a lot of things. But if I were to, you know, bring this into something that's more like a real life example, they are protecting something. The Chikurimon, their aim is to protect.
Mm-hmm.
They don't attack, they just sort of sit there. No, they attack by protecting. And also they are snack. But anyway, with the bees in real life, they protect the hive and they sting.
Yeah.
But isn't that sting, like, attached to their internal organs?
Yeah,
so if they sting, they die.
Any individual drone... Queens can sting multiple times, but individual drones die after one sting, which is just why bears are like, just come at me, bruh.
Yeah, so that they've got thick hives, because so they can just, you know, that they can... aren't outnumbered by the bees. But Chikurimon are similar, that they die to protect something, or to keep something out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fine with them, you know, they exist to explode because we have that in real life. So that's not completely a weird thing because bees, you know, they just sting, they die. But they died to protect something.
Yeah,
they died for the greater good.
They evolved to do a job, which was the thing that they did.
Yeah, so I'm going to say that that's actually... I mean, I kind of like that we have a Digimon is like that. And I literally only just thought of bees just then because I'm like, oh wait, no. Things do exist, and I'm sure there are other things that need to die in order for something to happen, because something happens, but...
they are the Leomon of the sea.
Yeah, they're Leomon of the sea, basically. But, any more highlights?
Last one from me.
Yep.
Metal Greymon really struggles in hand-to-hand combat against this giant slow lobster thing. Which just further proves my point that giving them a sword is a dumb idea because they are slow.
You're not wrong.
Why did we forget the sword existed again?
Because
I feel like that thing...
it's also a gun.
I like it.
I still think it's stupid.
It is a sword that bursts apart into a laser gun that is not actually an improvement over the nipple lasers that are also nipple missiles. And nipple missiles is a weirdly hard word to say.
Nothing is an improvement over nipple missiles, honestly.
Metal Greymon's slide form is stupid.
Yeah.
I like the fact that he actually has to evolve to the slide form to get to the animation for War Greymon, because he evolves to War Greymon as Ultras mode. So they always have to have him just randomly, like, appear a gun. Or a gun sword? Sword gun? Something?
Oh,
I don't know.
Right.
He has
they
to
don't have an alternate form of that, so they really do just have to pop out the gun for 1 second. Digimon is dumb sometimes.
Sometimes things happen.
I'm
dumb with highlights. Yeah, any more highlights?
I watched it with a them, and it was pretty gay.
Yay! Happy for you. And you watched it twice, yeah?
I did. I then watched it separately to make sure that it was, you know, still pretty good, and it was still fine.
See? That must be a sign of a good episode, that you can actually bear to watch it, like,
yeah, I did
twice.
I did not grumble about watching it a second time, because it was fine.
Yeah. Like, you know, you wouldn't want to watch some of the episodes twice, but yeah, this one's like one of the ones, like, yeah, wouldn't hate it. Like, there's some moments. Do we have any lowlights?
No, be the winners this week.
No, be the winners.
It could have done more. I did not hate anything that happened this week, but I also feel like if it hadn't happened at all, I wouldn't have missed that much.
Yeah, I mean, I would have liked Sora doing more, but I'm fine with her just pointing out that Tai Chi did a boo-boo with evolving.
Yeah, like, this is more than Sora usually does, so it's progress. Yeah.
Oh, it's definitely more than what Sora has done. And it's a Hikari episode anyway, so I'm not going to say I wish it was a Sora episode, because then it wouldn't have been a Hikari episode, and Hikari honestly needs the focus.
I wouldn't even call it a Hikari episode. It's more of a Tailmon episode.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. Okay, it was a Tailmon. Like, I am so used to Digimon not paying attention to their Digimon partners in terms of them having characters that I just called it Hikari. But yeah, you're right. It was a Tailmon episode.
Yep.
Hikari has somewhat of a character, but Tailmon is definitely a character.
What Hikari says is just... Tailmon.
Oh yeah, her, like, it was very much, it was almost Oni-chan and Takaru.
It was, except that I wanted, like, one of them got to be really good.
Yeah, I want to make that meme again, but just have Tailmon's full lines, and then just Tailmon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dame.
Tailmon. But Hikari's, like, lines at the end of just, like, you know, oh, if you ever are scared, call out to me, I'll rescue you every time. That's just, like, that's so cool. And the little, you know, dame da yo. It's so, oh, she's so cute. But anyway, we're not on highlights. We're on lowlights. What are some lowlights? I don't have any. That me complaining about Sora really sort of just existing somewhat is just me scraping the bottom of the barrel. Because even then,
her participation was at least to call Tai Chi out.
I'm fine with him being there because, like,
yeah, but I it wish is his sister. Like, it'd be weird if he was just
standing there.
Like, Sora could have bonded.
Have the big dinosaur.
Or Sora and Takaru could have gone off and had a separate adventure for a minute, or something.
I just realized something. Before, like, when we were talking about, like, oh yeah, Mimi and Joe are off having their adventures. You know who we completely forgot that existed? Yamato.
Oh yeah, I'm still aware that he's just
He's
I forgot. Oh, was he like, okay, who else do we have? Oh yeah, we have Joe and Mimi, and then I just completely forgot that, like, Yamato just literally just galloping through the desert, having a great time being a literal lone wolf in the desert. I don't know, that's sort of his thing, I guess. But we're just having Yamato not exist, which is just very much strange for Digimon. We're definitely not
shouting Oni-chan anymore.
Which is great. Like, I am all for that. But anyway, so, yeah, lowlights. That was just something I realized just then. And I was just like, we haven't said the word Yamato this entire episode, I think. Except for when we mentioned Oni-chan, Takaru, but still did not mention Yamato existing, or Gabumon, or Garurumon. So that's just something I noticed.
It feels like they left Yamato to one side so that Takaru could finally have his own arc.
They did.
And now they're doing the same for Hikari, except Tai Chi's still there because they need the big dino boy on screen.
Oh, y'all, I need to map each episode and how much time Yamato is a focus. And because I think that it might actually, like, somewhat, like, correlate with the enjoyment of the episodes, because I feel like all the episodes that have Yamato in them have been less good. And all the, like, think about it, the first chunk of episodes where Yamato was just, like, off doing his own thing, we didn't hate those. Then we had the evolution episodes of Mimi and Joe, because Yamato was off looking after Sora, and then we had Koshiro as well. Those episodes didn't involve Yamato at all, and these episodes we haven't barely seen Yamato. So I think that, like, I know, you know, correlation, not causation, but I think there'd be some, like, very soft correlation between Yamato being in an episode and the episode being bad. I don't know.
I think it's just something I realized that we haven't seen. Well, because the last time Yamato did anything interesting, he was being really edgy and we were trying to break into a military fort that we didn't care about.
Yeah, and, like, in the episode where we had, like, probably the first episode that we all didn't like, which was Greymon to Metal Greymon, that one had, like, Yamato and Tai Chi, like, arguing for some reason because they couldn't decide on which way to go over the swamp.
Yes.
So that was about, and the episode before, Yamato barely was just there, like, not even talking, like, basically in the rocks with the others, and that was the Ogremon episode, which we did seem to like.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Yamato, so I think I'm onto something. Yamato negative for the series so far, and that sucks.
Yamato causes bad episodes. Yeah, who cares? He's a bad. He causes bad episodes. Please stay away.
Bad episodes could cause Yamato. Correlation and causation. That is fair, are not
and that is, and that is why Yamato's parents got divorced.
Yeah, yeah. Divorce anyway, causes Yamato what were lowlights? I just be emo.
Yeah, but anyway, so that was something weird. I realized. Any other lowlights?
Like I said, I was just not thrilled. It was fine.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I liked an episode that I mentioned that I liked. Of course I did. What about favorite characters? I'm going to be boring and just say Tailmon again. Evie, are you going to say Patamon?
I wasn't going to, but now that you bring it up.
It's a good choice, to be fair. Patamon was adorable in this because he was like, we look out next. And I was like, yay, Patamon. So that's a valid choice if you do choose Patamon.
Yeah, let's give it
to Who are you going to choose? Oh, okay.
Why not?
I'm sorry if I changed your decision. Who was it going to be?
I didn't have anyone in mind.
Oh, I just gave you that. Patamon's a valid choice, though. And Quinn?
I think I'm going to go with Hikari. She got to be pretty adorable.
Cool. I like that. Like, I like when Hikari gets to have a bit of a personality as a treat.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know that like her name is the same as Light? But...
I'm glad that we got to mention her name being Light. Like, that was something that surprised me, took me off guard, and finally somebody pointed it out. Big fan of that. For rating, I probably went too high again. I'm sorry. I gave it a perfect score of 5 out of 5. Not as good as last week's 5 out of 5. Probably on the lower end of the 5 out of 5s from what I've given. But it's... like, I really liked this episode. I liked the trauma. I liked the fact we just hand-waved away physics. I appreciate that. I just really liked this episode. It was just a good one. Maybe it's because I'm still so pessimistic for this season that anything that's not terrible is just like, oh, that's good. But I like this episode. Evie, what is your rating?
I'll give it a 3. Like, there wasn't anything that outstanding, I thought.
It existed, basically.
It was good. It was pretty good.
That's good, though. A 3 from Evie is like, you know, a 3 from Evie is basically a May 5, to be honest. Like, looking at all the ratings, and like, whenever I've given a 5, Evie's given like a 3, except for recently. But, well, most of the time, actually, yeah, 3. But
episode 33 right there. You gave it 5. I gave it 3.
Yeah, I'm just like looking like, yeah, no, that actually does happen. Like, that, yeah. There's a few times that, you know, you've given a 4 or... oh, wow, I gave a 4 to an episode that Evie gave a 5 to once.
Wow.
But anyway, and Quinn, what... I think I already wrote yours down because you did say it in Discord before, but has it changed my mind.
I'm going to do a 3.5, if only because, like, that half point is based around the idea that I think Tailmon will continue to have a personality. And I don't think that anymore.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm still hopeful. So, overall rating is 11.5, which means it is tied with episode 31 and episode 33, which were... episode 31 was A New Darkness Millenniumon, and episode 33 was The Hikari of Dawn. So, was that... like, was this episode better or worse than those?
I think that it was worse than the last few episodes, but was still very much a serviceable episode of Digimon.
Okay, and Evie, whereabouts? Because 33 and 31 are right next to each other in the rating. Like, it goes 33 and then 31. So what do you think, better or worse than any of those?
I put it, like, just below episode 33, I guess.
Okay, so 33, then 34, and then 31?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Quinn, are you happy with that?
Sure.
Okie dokie, so I will put it in there. Where did I put it? I lost it. There we are. Alright, so overall that is put in 12th place, so it's kind of like just at the, you know, a little bit higher than the middle, which I feel like is a fair episode. That's a fair position for that episode.
Yep.
In terms of our personal ratings, I gave this a... well, it's definitely not better than episode 6, so I don't know what I was thinking putting it above episode 6, because that is just wrong. Where am I? I'm going to put it here, below episode... So I had it, apparently, for some reason, in 6th place, but no, it is definitely in 7th place, below episode 6, because nothing is... it didn't have Mimi in it, so... Can't be that good. Anyway, Evie, where are we putting episode 35 in your ranking?
Put it just below... put it below episode 33.
Okay, now I have to find... Where is episode... I'm not wearing my glasses for this recording. I don't know why I made that decision. I found it. Okie dokie. So it is in... I keep on losing my place. This is why I should always wear my glasses
for recordings.
It's like bang
in the middle. Almost.
Yeah, it's 17th place, which is, yeah, more... Well, out of 35 episodes, 17th place. So that is pretty much in the middle, yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, in the middle there. And Quinn, where are we putting this episode?
I think I'm going to go below the Hikari of Dawn, so between 33 and 8.
Okie dokie, so...
Upper middle,
which
it's
puts
fine.
It in... Yeah, it is in 12th place. So yeah, basically, it is in the same place for Quinn as it is in our overall ranking. Which, yeah, that makes sense. So we have, that's our rankings for this episode. And before we move on to questions, do we have any miscellaneous thoughts to say about this episode while I get the questions from YouTube up? Or questions and comments, rather?
I want the ISS to just crash already.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, crash or get off of Tokyo. More to the point, I wish I cared about that. I wish that the astronauts hadn't been pulled off so that there was literally no danger involved.
It's like that line from the dub of Digimon Savers where there's a helicopter clearly crashing and, like, the dub just puts over this weird, weird line which is just like, okay, keep calm and land safely. And it's just like, bro,
buddy,
there are no propellers
buddy.
And that helicopter is on fire. You're better to just jump out and hope. Like, you're not gonna...
Look,
I don't know a lot about,
spit
like,
and
flying.
Prayer at this point.
Like, yeah, I don't know anything about, like, landing and flying helicopters, but I'm going to say that, there is no keep calm at that point.
Helicopter.
Yeah, that isn't on fire and has propellers that aren't bent upwards. That would probably help you out. But again, I'm not an expert, but I'm pretty sure you should just...
Consider
probably,
walking.
Like, you know, yeah, consider swimming. I don't know. You have probably, like, parachutes or some safety thing. But keep calm and land safely is something that is probably not an option because you, no matter how good your nerves are, that is not a situation that you're calm in. It's like, I think it was a British Airways flight and the engine stopped working and there's like this recording of the pilot making the announcement. It's just like, both our engines have stopped working. I trust that none of you are in too much distress. And it's the most British thing of just like, it's fine. Like he was just... finally calm about it. But also, that plane landed well, if I recall correctly.
No
fatalities.
Days.
So, yeah. Anyway,
land safely.
Yeah,
what they said during the war. Keep calm and land safely.
But yeah, that's like one of the things that, like, sometimes the dub is fine, but when it does things like that, it's just like trying to explain away just like death of unnamed characters. It's kind of like, come on. Even a kid would know that propellers need to work on helicopters for them to land safely, or else they're just basically big rocks. Anyway, any miscellaneous thoughts before I move on to the comments and questions on Postmon Pat?
I wish this were the plot of episode 5. And frankly, I wish that this were the plot of, like, episode, you know, just the very beginning, and that we'd done a cold open and not needed to do 30 episodes of evolution sequences not even the writers cared about.
Yeah.
So that's my last thought.
Okay, Evie, any thoughts before the comments and questions?
No, I'm good.
Okie dokie. So first of all, we have Joel Berger, who says, and this is something I agree with, it's kind of surreal how the show has just conditioned them to be excited over the most basic fundamentals when it comes to making a show. And I'm like, yep, same. I'm so excited over just anything. Like, oh, yep, they hand-waved away physics. That's an A+. Anyway, so they continue to say that this is for the last episode, obviously. They had characters who talked and not just exposition. There was an actual location that isn't just a backdrop for fighting, which...
Yeah.
The episode 35 was just a backdrop for fighting. That was the location. So yeah, it is nice that the last episode had a location. They had quiet moments where the characters relax. A plot that wasn't just characters walk until they meet angry Digimon, then fight until angry Digimon is dead, and it's the kind of stuff that would make for a mediocre episode of any other season, but here it's just a glimpse of what could be, and yeah, I agree, like, this season is just made me just dull any of my senses for expecting anything, basically, and just as soon as something that's not terrible happens, like, oh, that's a good episode, A+. And that's just how I've been enjoying this show so far, is just like, well, I'm going to just take my expectations and just turn them down to 1. Anyway, they continue to say that they can't really blame the lack of speaking in the show on COVID because of the other anime series, as no other show had an issue with getting people in studios to record, or at least they didn't make it super obvious in the show itself that they had difficulty. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, like, there's no official word on how affected this show was because of COVID, or what their production time was, how much they had done before COVID, or whatever.
I am gathering from the very abrupt way we went from airing episodes to not airing episodes for a couple of months.
I think it was a few, like, a lot of different anime seasons also did that.
Yeah, but I mean, also, my feeling is that they were already behind schedule and planning to catch up when COVID happened, and I mean, I've been there. That sounds like a third of the projects I've ever worked on, but it can be multiple things, and COVID is probably a bigger one of them on every studio this year.
Yeah. I mean,
I also think anime is not very good this year.
It makes me enjoy the show more if I just say, they had their reasons for not making it good, because at least then, you know, kind of like, oh yeah, we didn't have to have expectations, you know, that they were under stress. Like, if I believe that, it means that, you know, that the show had reasons for being not good, and now it's good. Yay. Next we have Kill It With Fire, who says that this was the first episode in a while that actually felt like it put the adventure in Digimon Adventure. They love seeing the underwater city and having the characters just experience the more fantastical elements of the digital world without immediately having a punch out with the first Digimon that they lock eyes with. And again, that's same as the previous commenter said, and I agree with that. It's nice that they don't just like, oh, we locked eyes, we must battle, we must do the fight, yeah.
Yeah, there anyway, is a so real they do say, weird yep. distinction between civilized Digimon and non-civilized Digimon that is a little messed up if we actually stop and think about colonialism for a moment, but I'm guessing we're just going to move on.
It's a lot better than what we had in the original adventure, which is just like, oh, don't worry, that Digimon's a good Digimon, and then he immediately tries to murder the children, which is just every episode for the first, like, 8 episodes.
Yeah.
It's just, then that's just the black gears.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Final thought about Digimon in general.
Yeah.
Mind control is bad. Can we stop?
Digimon just really likes doing mind control.
Yeah, because it means that they don't have to worry about a character being evil and also having consequences for their actions.
Yeah, which is like the whole conversation in 02 is just like, we now actually have to kill Digimon because they're just evil Digimon that actually we need to kill. We can't just like make them good. These are bad guys and there's no stopping them. We have to kill them or else they will kill us.
Yeah.
And that was the best part of 02, where we're just like, these kids haven't killed Digimon, so there's some trauma there. And again, I like the trauma. I like when we have to have Taichi and Hikari sitting alone in a dark room in 02 saying, hey, so we have to tell these kids that we have to kill Digimon now. Okay, we always did it when we were 8, so what is the problem? Like, it was just kind of a thing. Anyway, so Kill It With Fire then says that it's a perfect example that just doesn't mean that just because the episode has a fight in it doesn't mean we can't also have a chance to breathe and let the characters just be characters. The last few episodes for them have been surprisingly enjoyable, and they find themselves looking forward to the future of the series in a way that they weren't back when episode 30 aired, which... Yeah, that is fair. Yeah. Next, we have Connor, who says they wonder if they're ever going to change the opening animation. I don't think they are, because they also didn't with the original adventure. They had that same opening. They updated the ending. They had I Wish with the 7 chosen children, and they updated it to include Hikari with Keep On. But that was the ending, but they never updated the intro. The English dub did. They edited in a clip of, like, Tailmon, like, falling forward with the crest of light, but that was only in the dub. They didn't update that. So I would be, at this point, I'd be surprised if they updated it. It was weird that they randomly added in sound effects like the halfway point, like, well, not halfway, but like 20 episodes in. But anyway, I don't think we're going to be getting an update. They didn't in the original. Anyway, next we have Barbara, who says they love Tailmon and Kari in the episode. It was very sweet. And also they can't unsee what I said about Patamon's holy ring, and I'm sorry about that. I'll never say something like that again. Next they say, the next somebody called Child Emperor, who hopefully is not the Digimon Kaiser, Ken Ichidoji, but maybe he, or I hope this person can't just play a play, what was it in the dub? 10 games of chess while everyone watches or something anyway. That was my dumb joke that I sort of half was able to say.
No, it was one game of chess while everyone watched, and it was an actual quote from the thing, and it was great.
Yeah, in the original it was 10 games of chess, but in the dub it was like, play one game of chess while everyone else watches. That's right, it was weird anyway.
Because in the original it was playing 10 games at a time, which is, you know, ridiculously difficult. You just have to figure out each board as you move from place to place.
Yeah.
But no, it's just one game of chess while people watched. God,
yeah,
what
the dub's wild. Anyway, so Child Empress says that, is it them or was Takeru walking backwards? It's right at the 5-minute mark when it shows a close-up of Takeru and Patamon sitting down, and Patamon says, yeah. The bottom of Takeru's shoes look completely wrong, like his body is looking towards the window, but his head is looking at Gatomon. It looks really weird, Takeru seems twisted, they don't know. I should probably go back and check this, but I'm fairly certain I had the same thought, and it's because his hat is kind of like a backwards cap, and also his head is just entirely too big for his head, the rest of his body. Also, alternatively, maybe he was just in that terrible movie that came out, Tenet, which everyone decided they loved, and it was just like, this is the worst movie I've seen in my entire life. But either that or whatever. But yeah, I think I noticed it too, and I think it's just the giant head. Then lastly, we have Ritster, who says, anybody notice how none of the kids took off their shoes and socks while they were sleeping? And they know that they were sleeping in a bubble, but it seems comfortable enough to get a good night's rest. Takeru seemed to be comfortable, but they would have taken off their shoes and socks. Yeah, I just think it's because they didn't want to draw the characters. I didn't even notice it, but now you point out, yeah, you're right. They just sort of slept completely clothed, like, without shoes or socks. But maybe it's because they thought they might have to get up without any notice, but yeah, you're right. That is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Alright everyone, thanks for listening. Next time we'll be covering episode 36, Operation Satellite Sniper. What are our predictions for this episode?
Based on the, next time on the analyzer thing, we're going to get a new Digivolution which somehow, pushes up the ISS back into orbit, maybe.
Yeah, we're doing some kind of special... I saw a thing that sort of vaguely reminded me of Magnadramon that I am not familiar with that looked kind of cool. But I mean, other than that, we're gonna maybe let someone else have little exposition as a treat. I have no interest in the next episode.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to the next episode. I'm glad that Koshiro appears to be joining the rest of the group. Maybe we get a little bit of him having a character so he can get his evolution to Ultimate at some point. Maybe, I don't know, because I'm assuming that's happening. But, I'm not super hopeful for the next episode because I'm not hopeful. We're moving away from Tailmon Hikari, which have previously been this sort of, no pun intended, some light in this show, some light at the end of the tunnel of it. It's like, oh, some good episodes. But I think that we've now passed that light, unfortunately. But that's just me being a pessimist. I will be gladly proven wrong and have the next episode be a 5 out of 5, making all the other episodes that are 5 out of 5s look like 4s. I don't know. This could be the best episode. I'm not looking forward to it. I'm just kind of scared that we're just going to be okay, now we're focused on Hikari. Let's move back to the Tai Chi show because Yamato is just somewhere else. We don't care about him anymore. He doesn't exist. He's just an evolution battery for Omegamon. I don't know. But I just don't want it to be the Tai Chi show again. They've shown us that we can actually have some good plot involving other characters. I don't want it to be focusing on Tai Chi again. We can at some point. I know that it's fine to have Tai Chi as a character. That's fine.
Half of the series on Tai Chi. Please give
me... Yeah, I just want him to go
somewhere.
You have
characters you introduced in episode 2 you haven't played with yet.
Yeah, I feel like Joe has barely been a character. He's having a great time in the onsen, and that's great, and we had a great evolution episode for him, which I feel like, his evolution episode was in 5th place, and it's in 5th place for all of our... I don't know how... It's in 4th place for our overall ranking, but we all actually have it in 5th place in our rankings. It's one of the episodes we all have in the same place, and also episode 14, for some reason, is also in the same place.
That's pretty funny.
But, yeah, just for some reason, I wonder if it continues on. Okay, so we have two episodes in the exact same place, and it's episode 14 and 15, and we all have that in our 4th and 5th positions in our rating. So yeah, we had a really good Joe episode, but I don't feel like we've had anything to do with Joe since, besides him being in an onsen, which is great. But yeah, I'm not looking forward to the next episode, but I'm pretty sure I say that every week. I wasn't looking forward to this week's episode. I was just worried that it was just going to be, oh, look, Tailmon's like, hey, I can evolve because I've always been able to evolve. Suck it. And then just evolves. Like, I was just so worried it was going to be that. I was just so worried it was going to be, hey, look at this super hot lady. Like,
it was definitely it's a children's show. We don't need to do that. Been without being anything special, I think.
Yeah. But this episode primarily, like, is riding on the coattails of the last episode, which I really liked, and it was sort of a continuation of that character that we saw in that episode, so it wouldn't have been very good if it wasn't for the last episode, episode 34, but yeah, I'm not looking forward to the next episode. My predictions are, yeah, things will happen, and I don't want to predict that I'll not like it, because I don't want to tempt fate here, but I'm just so skeptical and pessimistic for this season still, even after the good episodes in a row.
Yeah.
I just gotta say, riding on the coattail, man.
I like that. I really like that. Thank you. Which is Komodomon, right? Because he's got like a jacket? I don't know. But yeah, do we have any other predictions?
I predict a nap.
I'm going to predict a sleep, but I have to also... Y'all have to give me your roars.
Yeah.
But once I finish the outro, obviously.
Roar, roar.
Woo. Roar is a dinosaur for I love. Was that just Australia that said that? Or was that the rest of the world that we just had that weird emo phase?
To it recently, but I missed it completely at the time.
Okay, that was like emo phase in high school. Everyone was just like, roar is dinosaur for I love you. And that was just like everyone's MSN thing for like a while. Anyway, so let's move on to the outro, which I've been dreading this entire episode. So let's see if I can do the talk and not walk the walk because I'm sitting down, but y'all get the idea. So link dumps link the description. And so is our Redbubble. Get more than just shirts there too. And there are masks, I think, for Redbubble. So get like an Airdramon on your face or something. I don't know. I like Airdramon. So in case you couldn't tell.
Get an Airdramon on contact your face. Us. Wow. This is supposed to be family friendly.
I'm family friendly, you know, the beneficial friends with the dragon and whatever. Anyway, so contact us, stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslation@gmail.com to get involved with all my spam. Or you can comment on this episode or message us on our website. Or you can leave a comment on YouTube because that's where I tend to read them from for Postmon Pat. Of course, if I see something that really stands out, I add it to the notes anyway because if it's something I really need to say, or maybe I just miss it because I have an attention span of a gnat. Anyway, we tend to also have polls and release schedule and blog posts also on our website, so check that out. You can also follow Snap Translation on Twitter, and most of the time I'm just retweeting Quinn's like completely baller AF tweets that she's just been plowing out lately. Ooh. But also I just put up screen caps. Sometimes they're hilarious, sometimes they're just the first thing that came to my head, and sometimes they're only funny just to me, but that's what I post. Anyway, so we also have Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And of course, we have a discussion thread on With the Will and one on the Digimon subreddit. And we'd also appreciate it if you were to review us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and any other podcast listening app that you use, and we'll read out the rating in the Postmon Pat segment. And also, I'd like to point out that I usually completely fumble in that appreciate if you were to review us on Apple Podcasts part. I don't know why, but I was able to say it that time. And I just want to make sure that all of y'all at home know that I managed. Yay, thumbs up for me. Anyway, so you can also donate to our Patreon. This is the other time that I usually fumble. And that's linked in the description from as little as $1 a month. And that gets you access to an illicit Discord server where you can check out our Not So For Wormmon chat, which is pretty terrible, pretty great, pretty funny. I don't know. Depends on how you feel.
It's blurs.
And it's blurs, definitely. But there are higher levels for rewards such as notes, early episodes, raw episodes, which y'all will get before I go to sleep tonight. So if y'all are a Patreon supporter at that level, you can know that I slept soundly after uploading that. And Zoom just said that my internet connection is unstable, so that's worrying, but at least it's the end of the episode. Anyway, so thank you to our current supporters on Patreon: Joe, Stephen Reeves with Wildly 64 and Archive Our Own, Carter Washi, Chisai, who can follow on Twitter, not Twumblr as I usually try to say, at Chisai236, Kyle, Lismont, Alekmon on Tumblr, Nicholas, Metal Nymon, Sam, Anthony, Keith from Gone Will Hunting, a Hunter Hunter Rewatch podcast, Silverhead Freak 25, Magnus, Lucas, Blindman, Japhis, and Patrick. Or you can also make one donation on a PayPal, which can be found in the description. It's PayPal.me/Airdramon. Or you can donate to me on my Ko-fi account. I haven't taken a breath yet. How can you tell? Which is ko-fi.com/Airdra. Now I can take a breath because I did the outro without fumbling that much. Ooh. I almost couldn't say Archivarone, but I think that I did that okay. And also, yeah, I didn't take a breath the entire time, which is probably a problem. Probably should do that more. Anyway, so while I'm breathing, where can people... Yeah, I need some air. So Quinn, where can we find you?
I have resumed my tweetering on the Twitters, where I am again at RealYubiCo.
Yay!
And apparently my tweets are pretty fire lately, so check them out. Also, I do cosplay.
They are definitely on fire.
It's very fun.
Yay! And of course, Evie, where can we find you?
You can find me on the Moncast with these two lovely people. I swear we'll have new episodes shortly. I promise.
One time, and you can look for it's something you can look forward to. It's the anticipation makes you more excited for it.
Anticipation is.
No, and now it's no, a musical okay. episode, the most musical episode.
It was
episode.
A musical episode.
It was very much, and of course, thank you to listening to our wonderful musical edition of Lost in Translation, one where I was able to not, like, I fumbled over every part that wasn't the outro.
You know what?
So that's hilarious.
Sometimes you just gotta pick a goal and meet exactly one goal.
I met one goal, and it was to not fumble for five minutes. Even then, fumble. Anyway, so thank you so much for joining me, Quinn and Evie, and for continuing to watch this show with me. I feel bad when it's bad, and I feel less bad when it's good that I have dragged you along on this ride. But, of course, obligatory, please upload your raws so I can get to bed, or else I'll just be sort of sitting there going, where are the raws? And I'll just be, I'll fall asleep on the keyboard, and then, I won't get to shower, and I want to shower and sleep. So thank you so much for joining me. And, of course, to all y'all lovely listeners at home, thank you so much for listening to us talk and listening to me ramble and fumble. So thank you so much for doing so, and we hope that you can all join us next time as well. So see y'all next episode. Bye.
Bye.